Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Americans actually need more iodine today, and they're not getting enough from salt. And of course, as more people kind of cut out the salt, then where are they going to get this? Because it is important. My guest today, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, director of the Practitioners Alliance Network and one of the most frequently quoted integrative medical authorities in the world and a frequent fan favorite here on Radio MD. Dr. Teitelbaum, tell us a little bit for the listeners. What is iodine and what is its role in the body?
Well, Melanie, iodine is a critical element. There are a number of things we need, like magnesium, zinc, metals that are essential, and iodine is one of the most important ones. If you want your thyroid to function properly, iodine is the backbone of thyroid function. And thyroid is like your body's gas pedal. You don't have enough iodine, you're going to be tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerance, infertility, and a host of other problems. But iodine is not just for thyroid function. It's critical throughout the body. For example, in breast tissue, we'll see the Japanese have a much lower risk of breast cancer. Iodine deficiency in goiter is associated with a 300% increased risk of breast cancer. Breast tissue has a critical need for the iodine. In fact, one of the best symptoms of iodine deficiency for me would be fibrocystic breast disease and breast tenderness. When a woman complains of either of those, or also in people with fatigue, in people with pain, and people with symptoms of low thyroid, I'm going to put them on 6.25 milligrams of iodine. I like to use a form called tri-iodine, which is my favorite. And I'm going to have them take it for 6 months to replace their iodine deficiency and get them back up to optimal. But there's a lot of other benefits, too, and we'll talk about that today and why it's so much more important than it used to be 50 or 100 years ago.
What's caused this depletion in our diets, Dr. Teitelbaum?
Well, we've lost almost half the iodine over the last 50 years. The biggest cause has been, one of the biggest causes has been that iodine used to be used in flour. When the bakers made dough, they made bread, they used iodized flour. And now they've switched to bromated flour, which, as far as I'm concerned, is poison. And in fact, in big parts of the world, bromated flour is illegal to use because it's a poison. But not here in the United States, God bless, because money talks.
And doesn't bromine and chlorine, fluorine, things that we're adding to our water and to certain foods, aren't they actually blocking iodine absorption?
That's the big problem, is that these are all in what are called the halide family. If you look at the periodic table of elements and go back to your high school chemistry, all of those in a vertical line are like cousins. And all of the halides look similar to the body. So the body will pick up any of the halides they find when it wants an iodine. But it's like a key that looks like the same key but won't fit the lock. And the body keeps getting confused with it. And it's called a competitive inhibitor. So it'll actually accentuate the deficiency. And this is one of the reasons, especially the bromides in the flour, why we're seeing such an increase in symptoms of iodine deficiency and also of hypothyroidism and infertility and I suspect breast cancer.
So if we're being told so much, Dr. Teitelbaum, if you have blood pressure, diabetes, any of these things, you don't add salt, you don't want to use added salt in anything, and salt has iodine in it. We used to see back in, you know, the day, iodized salt. And if you're not salting your food, where are we finding iodine?
Well, here's the thing, Melanie. I mean, we take a look at the most medical advice that we get today, like avoid eggs, major source of iodine, avoid salt, major source of iodine. Well, the studies show that there's one major benefit to salt restriction, and that is that you die younger. If you restrict to the government guidelines, you will die younger. These are massive studies, and our Social Security system thanks you. But basically, the statement to avoid salt is a myth, and it's just nonsense. And most of the salt we're getting is in processed food, which isn't iodized anyway. So the way to get the iodine, I think in this country, you know, you can try to get the seaweed and the kelp and these kind of things. What I recommend is that people take a tri-iodine 6.25 milligram. That's the dose I like. More is not necessarily better. And I like people to take it for one a day for about 6 months. And then beyond that, I think just getting it in a good multivitamin, because you can try to squeeze out 5 micrograms here and 10 micrograms there, but just make sure that the multivitamin has 200 micrograms.
So that's what I want to ask you. How much do you need? You need, is the recommended is like 150 micrograms or something around there?
The RDI, which I think is absurd, is 150 micrograms. But I think a good optimal intake in a multivitamin is 200 micrograms. But Melanie, here's the thing. The problem is you're not going to flush out the fluorides and bromides that have been blocking the function and causing other problems with these doses. You know, this may have been a good dose for 500 years ago before we're pouring a bunch of poisons and toxins into the environment. But now that we're putting all of these chemicals in the environment, I think that taking the triiodine, again, 6 1/4 milligram for 6 months, will go ahead and flush out a lot of these toxins. And the research shows you flush out mercury, you flush out a host of other toxins when you do this. And then I like the 200 microgram dose in the multivitamin. I like the energy revitalization system vitamin powder. So you take one drink instead of 35 pills a day. It makes it easy. And then people are covered. That way, instead of worrying about the environment, your body has what it needs to thrive in the current environment.
And you want them taking this. This is an everyday, along. So just checking our multivitamin and making sure it has 200 micrograms, and then you're pretty much good to go. You can not worry about this.
Pretty much, yeah. And that's the easiest thing for people to do.
What about lactating women, Dr. Teitelbaum?
It's especially important. I think I would not take the higher dose of iodine. I'm very cautious in pregnancy, but I still think a good 200 microgram dose is going to be enough. I mean, people are going to be using a bit more, but I think they're still pretty well covered with that.
If you had to say the most important minerals that we should be looking at a multivitamin and making sure, and we've talked about iodine, what else would you say was really important to make sure is in there?
Magnesium is the number one, 200 milligrams of magnesium a day. That's the most important nutritional deficiency in this country. Zinc for immune function, another major one. You want to optimize it at 15 milligrams a day. Those are the two biggies. Selenium, 55 micrograms a day, not more, unless you have Hashimoto's. You can see an increased risk of diabetes when you're getting more than the 55 micrograms of selenium a day. It's modest, but not necessary, unless there's a reason to take the higher amount. So magnesium, number one, zinc, number two. Iodine would be number two, and then zinc, and then selenium.
So what about iron?
Iron, most people don't need it. We're not an iron-deficient country. But for those who do, I don't like it in a multivitamin because you have a significant percent of the population that has hemochromatosis, a genetic iron overload disease, or it can kill them. I like to do a ferritin blood level. Ignore the normal range, which is utterly insane. If the ferritin level is under 60, then I supplement with iron. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I won't.
Well, there's all kinds of things that happen, constipation and whatever, if you have too much iron or you take one with multi. But for women who are in perimenopause and menopause and having really heavy periods, I've always heard that you should definitely get a little bit of extra iron because you're bleeding out so much. But in just 30 seconds or so, Dr. T, best advice about iodine deficiency in our diet.
Instead of trying to drop yourself in pretzels to adapt to the environment by avoiding this, shooting the, making yourself neurotic about this, just take basic things that your body needs. For most listeners, I think triiodine, 6 1/4 milligram, one a day for 3 to 6 months, will flush out problems, fill your bank. And then a good multivitamin. I like the energy revitalization system. One drink a day, and you're covered so you can thrive in the daily environment and be happy in it, not make yourself crazy in it.
Such great information, always so beautifully put, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, fan favorite here on Radio MD. And if you missed any of that great information that he gave, or you didn't write down how much he said you should be taking, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.